Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this great day, this celebration. And somebody say hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we praise you because we are here only because you ordered it so. The Bible says, who is it that saith and it cometh to pass when God has not commanded it? So we are here today, Lord, because you ordered it, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. Can somebody say hallelujah? Lord, we thank you, Lord. And as we bring the word of God, the Bible says the entrance of your word gives light. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we pray that that word will bring that light into every soul this morning and this afternoon. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, you can do better than that. You can do better than that. I want somebody to say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you didn't know how to shout just yet, I think you'll be shouting at the end of this short message that I'll be bringing here this afternoon. This is the new day. Hallelujah. Now that's the message I want to bring today. It's just a short message. You know, this is a new day. Amen. It is a new day. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start here in Psalm 118 and verse 24. Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. If I read something that makes you excited, you are free to shout. Now let me try that again. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, you say rejoice? Well, absolutely. You know, it is a new day today. And it is a new day every day. No matter what happened yesterday, no matter what happened years ago or last week, it is a new day. And I want you to know that every day, when you get up in the morning, it is a new day. Praise the Lord. Now you can choose to live in yesterday. Amen? Oh, absolutely. Some people do that. You know, they live in the past all the time. So you can't do anything about yesterday. It's already gone. How many of you know that? You cannot do anything about the days that are already passed. Well, you know, perhaps, you know, where you are today may be the result of some choices you made in the past. You know. But that was then. And this is now. How many of you can say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Every day when you get up in the morning, you ought to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice. Making the decision to rejoice is a choice. You can choose to be sad. Amen. We all have problems, you know. But the psalmist said, I will rejoice in the Lord. Amen. So you can choose to rejoice. You know, you can look, or you can choose to look, you know, in the past and do all of that, you know, but you can also choose to say, well, you know, that was then, today is a new day, you know, and everything is going to be all right. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, some people play, you know, the rewind button all the time. You know, that little rewind button on your DVD or whatever, you know, players. They're constantly in rewind mode. Well, see, that's the past. See, that's gone. This is now. Praise the name of the Lord. So what do we do in the now? You know, because, you know, we're talking about being a new day. Here's what the Bible says. I'm just going to share with you a few scriptures this morning. The Bible says in Psalms 30 and verse 6. Amen. He says, you know, that not only is it a new day, you know, here's what happens. There is not a single night that can last forever. How many of you know that's true? I don't care whether you are in the winter time and you have longer nights or whatever, you know. At some point in time, the day must break. That's the way that God ordained it from the beginning. In fact, you know, one of the first few things that the Lord did was to set that in motion. Because there was darkness upon the face of the earth, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1. And the Lord said, let there be light. And there was light. And he saw the light that he was good. See, and not only did he like the light, see, he gave it a name. He called it the day. Amen. Hallelujah. But that's probably one of the first few names that we are told that God gave in the Bible. He called the light day. But he also left the darkness in place. See? He could have said, and let the darkness be no more. And if he would have said that, there would have been never any more darkness. But he didn't say that. Hello? Anybody still with me? In fact, he also gave the darkness a name. He called it the night. But we are told here that no night can last forever. So sorrow endures for a night. Yet doubtless joy is coming in the morning. Can somebody say joy in the morning? That's right. Every morning you can wake up and you can say, well, you know, it's a new day. And I got joy in the morning. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. This is the day of your salvation. You know, they don't call him Savior for no reason. See, some people think, you know, that, oh, you know, he'll save the people from their sins. Well, he does that, and that's wonderful. But, you know, he'll save you from everything. He'll save you from yourself, even sometimes. If you let him, amen. He is the Savior. The Bible says, today is the day of your salvation. That means anything you need from the Lord, today is the day. Not yesterday. Yesterday is already gone. And not next week either, but today. Hallelujah. The Bible says, while it is yet today, it is always today. See, you can never be in tomorrow. Today is all you got. Amen. Because after midnight, it will still be today. Hallelujah. It is always today. You cannot be in yesterday and today and tomorrow at the same time unless your name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For Jesus Christ, the same. He is eternal. Yesterday, there's no past to him. There's no future to him. It's all the same. Hallelujah. He already knows your future. Praise the name of the Lord. That if you put it all in your hands, if you put it all in his hands, then everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Oh yes, today is the day. And let me give you a couple of scriptures where we see that happening and God telling the people. In Exodus chapter 14, the Bible says that the children of Israel, you know, God had taken them out of Egypt and so forth, and Pharaoh was pursuing after them. And here's what Moses told them. Finally, when they had their backs against the wall, you know, Pharaoh pursuing them, chasing down them, the Red Sea in front, chariot behind them, they had no place to go. And Moses said, the Egyptians, sir, that you see today, they shall be no more. Exodus 14 and 13. He said, today is the day. He said, in fact, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord today. Today, you will see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, it doesn't matter how you got to where you are. You could be a victim of circumstances, events, or even, you know, a victim of your own poor decisions in life. It doesn't matter. The Lord, his love for you is stronger than the errors that you made in your life. Can somebody say amen? Well, let me say that to you again. The love that God has for you is stronger than the mistakes that you've made. And He has a way that He can pull you out of it. If you only believe in Him. How many of you say praise the Lord? Oh yes, no matter the situation. And let me give you a short story here. I love this story. It's in Luke chapter 15. Some of you may know this story as what's called the prodigal son. You know, this boy, he went to his father one time and said, look, you know, give me the portion of goods that belong to me already. I don't need to wait until you die. Give it to me now. Let me enjoy life right now. So he took that and he went and he made some very bad choices. How many of you ever read that story? Sunday school or whatever, you heard the story. He made some very bad choices. And finally, you know, this is the part that I like. In Luke chapter 15 and verse 17. I mean, some of you may know the story, but I don't have time to tell you all of it. But the Bible says in chapter 17 and verse 17 of that chapter, Luke 15, that when he came to himself, there was one day that he said, today is the day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Enough of that already. I'm going to go back to my father's house. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, some of you may have gone astray from the Lord and so forth like that. Make it today that you come back. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't wait until tomorrow because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. Today is all you have. And so that young man, he made up his mind. He said, today is the day that I'm going back to my father's house. And he went back. And sure enough, the father, you know, he was looking out for him every day. You know, he said, you know, he would ask the older son, you heard anything from your young brother? You know? And, you know, you heard anything from him already? You know? And, you know, he was constantly waiting for him to come back. Hallelujah. And finally, you know, he said, well, you know, I'll just, you know, be looking for him myself because the older brother wouldn't have none to do with it. So finally, he waited, and one day he saw him afar off. Oh, my. And did he ever run to him with arms of love? See, God is waiting for you to come on back. No matter how you got there, no matter whether it was poor choices, bad decisions, or whatever, He's waiting for you to come back. And you can meet Him again today if you come on back home. How many of you say praise the Lord? Well, there's a story here that I like of a man. His name is Hezekiah. Hezekiah. And in the book of Isaiah chapter 38, you can read the story in verses 1 through 5. Hezekiah was a good king. Back in the days when they had kings of Judah and kings of Israel, Hezekiah was one of the good ones. But one time he was sick, and this sickness was unto death. And in fact, you know, he got a report, not just a medical report. See, some of you may have received a medical report. You might be diagnosed with an incurable disease. Well, that's incurable only for the doctors. Amen? Hallelujah. Doctors do a great job and we love them. See, but there is nothing incurable for the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And this man, he was there, and the prophet of the Lord, his name was Isaiah, he come up to him and he said, Hezekiah, set your house in order. Because you're not going to survive this sickness, you're going to die. You talk about some bad news. You know, some of you have had received some bad news from your doctor, but this was even from the prophet of the Lord. He said, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, because you're not going to survive this sickness. And Hezekiah, he said, not today. Amen?
Yes.
Nobody is dying here today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You talk about some faith. He said, well, yeah, the Lord said or whatever, you know, but I'm going to plead my case. Lord, you know how I have walked before you as a righteous man. And you said in your word, you know, that you will bless with long life, you know, and so forth. And he began to quote and state his case. But he said, not today. He said, because today I will live. Hallelujah. So you cannot change your past. But if you have faith, oh yes, you can change that future. You said, change the future? Yes, Hezekiah just changed his future right there. Because he was supposed to die. But by faith, and by saying, no, not today, you know, he got 15 more years. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? And every single day of those 15 years, the Bible said, you know, that he was, God gave to him 15 more years. And every single day of those 15 more years, I guarantee you, he woke up in the morning and said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Nobody is dying here today. Oh, he said, I shall not die, but I shall live to praise the name of the Lord. And every one of those days, he praised the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he got the victory. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh yes, the Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 21 and, you know, 22. Or 22 to 23. He says, you know, that the mercies of the Lord is what's keeping us going. It is of his mercies that we are not consumed. And he said, even his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. That's today. When you wake up in the morning, you say, the compassions of the Lord are with me today. I'm surrounded with mercy. Songs of deliverance are around me. The angels of the Lord will minister to me today. Hallelujah. Instead of saying, well, another day, another dollar. You know, and just go like that, you know, so sad and so forth like that. You can say, today is a day of joy. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. Hallelujah! There's nobody that knew how to walk that praise better than David. He knew how to walk it. And boy, when every time he did, the Lord visited him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And if you know how to rejoice, don't hang your head down. You know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. You know, economic problems, economic woes, and whatever, and so forth like that. But Jesus is still on the throne. Hallelujah. Amen. And our own lives, if you are a believer, shouldn't be tied to man's economies. Because my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches. Not according to your job. Not according to what you have or you don't have. But according to his riches in glory. Somebody say hallelujah. You know, so we see that, you know, his mercies are new every morning. Now listen to this that God said himself. You say, don't worry about yesterday, only, you know, today and tomorrow. Why, sure. Listen to the way God put it himself. In Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 18. This is God telling you the same thing that I've been telling you here for the last 10 minutes. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Don't even consider them. Behold, I will do a new thing in your life. And see, every promise of God, the Bible says, you know, the word of God is quick. And if you can get a hold of the promise of God, you can appropriate it for your life anytime and any day. And he said right here, you know, I will do a new thing for you. So when you wake up in the morning, you can quote the scripture. You can say, the Lord himself said, forget the past. It's already gone. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And Paul said it. He said, you know, forgetting the things that are behind. In Philippians chapter 3. I press forward every day toward the mark. See, we don't need to rest on our oars. Amen. You know, the things that are behind, if they were good, you give the glory to God. But if they were not so good, well, you say, you know, that's it. That was then. This is now. I'm moving on. Is somebody still with me this morning? So let's not dwell in the past, especially when that past wasn't very good. You know, you had some challenges, you had some mishaps, some misfortune, or some adversity that happened to you yesterday or the day before or last week or last year or whatever. Don't dwell in the past. You can't do anything about that. Take a hold of the Lord in the now. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And move on, and God is going to bless your heart. Now let me read the blessing of the Lord to you in Psalm 121. And this is what we want you to do every day when you wake up. So if you don't remember anything at all, you know, in this service today, I want you to remember this. That every day when you wake up, you ought to say, I will lift up my eyes. See? That's the beginning of your miracles right there. If you can put your eyes upon the Lord, say, our eyes are upon you, Lord. When you can put your eyes upon the Lord, Jehoshaphat, he knew that secret. When he was overwhelmed on every side, he said, but our eyes are upon you. That's the beginning of your miracle right there. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Can somebody say, my help cometh from the Lord? When you wake up in the morning, you can say, today, the Lord is going to be my help. The Lord is going to help me. Therefore, I will not be ashamed. He is going to lift me up today. Therefore, I will set my face like a flint. That's what Isaiah says in Isaiah 50 and verse 7. He said, I will not be afraid. I will not be ashamed because the Lord, he is going to help me today. Hallelujah. Today, when you wake up every morning, you say, the Lord, I lift up my eyes unto you, Lord. And I know you are going to help me. And I know, Lord, that you are going to give me a better day. And in fact, if you have some faith, you can decree the day for yourself. Amen. Amen. Because the Bible says, I will triumph over all his works. Hallelujah. The day was made for us, and not we were not made for the day. So you can say, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you know, I will receive only glad tidings. Amen. I will not receive any evil tidings. In fact, my heart is fixed. You know, the Bible says in Psalms, it said, my heart is fixed. I will not be afraid of any evil tidings. You know, because I know the Lord is with me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So you can say, the Lord is going to be with me. And you can make this Psalm 121 personal. Whereas he said, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. You can say it to yourself when you wake up in the morning. You can say, the Lord shall preserve me from evil this day. He shall preserve my going out and my coming in. How many of you can say amen to that? In fact, if you can wake up in the morning and believe the Lord, like for that scripture, he'll save you from all those accidents. Oh yes, you don't think the Lord can do it? See, you don't think the Lord, how many people think that the Lord can save you from all of the evil that happens every day? I want to see your hands up if you think the Lord can do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let me tell you this. I like to say it this way. You know, God is able. And for you to believe that God is able to deliver you, that is non-negotiable. You must believe that he is able to deliver you. And if you get up in the morning and say, my God is able to deliver me from sickness, from disease, from accident, you know, from the devil blindsiding me or whatever, today I will have the victory in the name of the Lord. You know, because this is a new day when you wake up every morning. Hallelujah. So make that psalm personal. Make it personal for yourself. And say, you know, from this time forth and even forevermore, he will preserve my going out and my coming. And the Bible says in Psalm 24, verses 7 to 10, I want to close with this. Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10. You know, this is the one thing that, you know, he requires from you. No matter what you are going through, this is what he requires from you. Hallelujah. In Psalm 24 and verse 7, he puts it this way. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, O ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. You got to lift up your head in the morning for the King of glory to come in. You know, I've said it like this before, and I'll say it like this again this morning. If you have a little child here, like that one over there, when they want to be picked up by the parent, how many of you know what that child would do? The child lifts up the hands. Amen? You know, the little child, when they want to be picked up by the parent, they'll lift up their hands. You know? Amen. And there is a proverb that says, it is a child that's lifting up his hands that the parent is going to pick up. When you lift up your head, that's when the King of glory is going to come in. If you put bulrushes and ashes on your head all over the place, well, that's not what the scripture says. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. So when you wake up in the morning, you can say, I will lift up my eyes today. See, lift up. You know, not bow down. Lift up. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I will lift up my eyes and I will lift up my head and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Oh, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He will fight for you. Amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. He will lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? He asked him. Oh, the Lord mighty in battle. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I want to say this to everyone that is here. You know, some of you are carrying around some baggages from past, you know, from the past year or whatever, and so forth. We're coming to the close of the year. Or it could even be something, you know, last month or last week or something, you know. Why don't you turn it over to the Lord and say, this is a new day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, every unforgiveness and every bitterness that's in this place should not even exist. Because the Bible says, you know, except you forgive, your Heavenly Father himself might not forgive you. You know, so you carrying around that chip in your shoulder, why don't you lay it down and say, this is a new day. Yeah. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning, it's a new day. It's a new day for God's blessings. It's a new day for you to see the world through the eyes of the Lord himself too. And let his compassion be in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you have compassion, the Bible says Jesus, he looked at them as, you know, and they, to them, to him, they just looked like sheep that had no shepherd. You know, and he had compassion on them. No matter what you are going through, today is a new day. Hallelujah. And the psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
See, the psalmist, he knows how to put it. And I like to say it this way. Every one of you that is in here, by your own admission, when you are going through problems, if somebody asks you what, you know, what's going on, you say, well, I'm going through some things. Well, by your own admission, you already said you are coming out on the other side. Amen? Nobody ever says, I'm going into some things. Everybody says, I'm going through some things. And the psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, if you walk into the valley of shadow of death, that's a dead end. Oh, yeah, but the psalmist already knew he's coming out on the other side. How many of you can say amen to that? Hallelujah. So when you are going through, see, you're only going through. No situation is permanent. Amen. Even if you lost your job or whatever it is, you know, no matter what, you know, things that, you know, that's why God left those seasons and those times in place. Hallelujah. Amen. He said the good times and the bad times are there for a reason. You'll find that in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 14. He said when you have goodness and blessings, he said you should rejoice in the day of prosperity. But in the day when adversity comes your way, you should also consider. Because God has left from the beginning the night and the day. But if you are going through some night right now, I want to tell you that your sorrow may endure only for a night. Joy is going to come in the morning. And I want to assure you that there is no night that can last forever. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 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 Now the Bible says that, you know, one of you can put to flight 1,000. Amen? But if you get together with somebody that has some real faith, then two of you can put to flight 10,000. So that's exactly what we are going to do right now. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to invite you to accept the new day. You need to change your thinking. This exhortation, this message this morning is to help you to rethink and change your thinking every day. Instead of considering, you know, the evil that happened yesterday, he said, I will do a new thing for you this day. You know. And how are you going to get the blessing of that day if you don't even have time for the Lord in the morning? You know, some of you are in such a hurry in the morning to get out of the house, and you don't want to spend time in His presence. And then you run into problems during the day. You know, why sure? You know, but because, you know, but if you spend time in His presence, in His presence is fullness of joy. And at His right hand, there are pleasures evermore. I want to invite you every day when you wake up to look to the Lord for a new day. Somebody say new day. Yes, it is a new day every day. In fact, today is a new day for GMI Church. Hallelujah. Well, you heard the state of the ministry address and so forth. But I was there. This is now. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, yeah, what God has done in the past, you know, we give Him glory for that. But He said the glory of this latter house will be greater than that of the former. The glory that God is going to do now is going to be greater than what He's done before. So we believe that. Praise God. Lift up your hands and let's pray together. Hallelujah. Well, some of you might think, well, I just came for a celebration. Well, no, you came, you know, to the house of God. You know, and we believe, and I believe personally, every time I stand on this pulpit, I've got to give the word of God. Amen. Because it is going to help somebody. It is going to bring the light into somebody's situation. So if that's you this morning or this afternoon, if that's you and you need a new day in your life. See, because right now it looks like you're going through the dark hours. Well, like I said, you're only going through. He's going to bring you out on the other side. Can you say amen? So let's lift up our hands and let's pray. Let's believe the Lord together, and I'm going to ask the Lord to move for you and give you a new beginning. And if you want that new beginning, say amen. It doesn't matter if things are good, it can be better. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the benefits of God and what you have compared to the benefits of God is like for you to take a bucket to the ocean and take a bucket of water from the ocean. That's how little what you have gotten from God is compared to what God can give you. How many of you can say amen? And did you ever know that if you take that bucket and you can go a million times, that ocean doesn't even deplete? That's how great God is. You know, He'll take care of your needs and then some. Amen. You know, He said He is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, for those that need a new day this morning, with every head bowed in this place, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for those who want to lift their hands. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. But with every head bowed in this place, if you want a new day, hallelujah. You want the Lord to do something new for you. While every head is bowed, I want your hand up. And I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you. It doesn't even matter if you got a report from the doctor. Hezekiah got a report of death. He got a sentence of death. But he said, not today, because today I will rejoice in the Lord. Now, Lord, for those whose hands are lifted up, give them a new day in Jesus' mighty name. Give them the beginning, a new beginning, Lord. A new beginning in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And you can begin to rejoice in the Lord. You can begin to record new things. Instead of playing the rewind button, erase all that stuff and record new things over it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord Jesus, work a miracle for everyone that is here, that is believing you and that is trusting you for a new day. And every day, oh Lord, let them be able to lift up their heads, Lord. And the Bible says, even if you cannot lift up your head on your own, all you got to do is lift up your hands and say, Lord, lift me up. Oh, yes. And the Bible says, He is my glory and the lifter up of my head. He will give you the grace to lift up your head. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name. Yes, go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, a new day is beginning for you. Hallelujah. When you leave this place, leave your struggles behind. Oh, there's plenty of room at the cross. Hallelujah. You know, leave the struggles. Jesus said it himself. Come unto me when you have labored and you are so heavily laden, I will give you rest. Amen. Those of you that need rest from the Lord today, come unto the Lord and let Him give you the new beginning in a new day. Every day when you wake up, it is a new day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on up, praise team. Let the praise team come up again. And then we are going to close this thing out with a rally. Hallelujah. You all may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Let's go ahead and give the Lord a big round of applause. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, don't go away just yet. We have a lot more things coming for you. So we want to invite you to stay and enjoy all the festivities.